and welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director, and have two of our friends from IC Bus with us today. Tom Polzin, he's National Account Manager, Parts, and Shane Cobble, National Accounts Manager on the bus sales side of the equation. So, gentlemen, welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Thanks, Kurt.
Hey, listen, you know, I know you guys have been guests on the podcast before, but it's always great to kind of take a moment to reintroduce and familiarize the folks who may not have listened to the previous podcast about, you know, who you are and your background. So I'm going to start with you, Tom, to give us a brief introduction and some of your background, you know, with respect to the industry.
Great. I appreciate it. My name is Tom Polzin, and I am the National Account Manager that supports NSTA. And, you know, we're excited that we're part of the royalty program with NSTA. So when it comes to parts, I'm the person that helps Kurt and the NSTA members with any and all of their parts needs as they need to.
Yeah, and I know that Shane, you've been, you know, with NSTA, involved with NSTA for a long period of time. Why don't you give folks a little bit of background?
Yeah, not a problem, Kurt. Appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, I've been around with IC Bus for just under 6 years here, coming up on my 6-year anniversary. Been with NSTA or a part of NSTA that entire time. And of course, IC Bus has been with NSTA for quite a while prior to that. But, you know, I came from the Penske organization, worked in basically trailer sales from a light and wiring harness perspective. I worked with all the major trailer OEs. And, you know, before I moved in and transitioned to the Navistar here. And once I got into bus, it's not something I think I could ever leave, right? I mean, bus is such a special place and special space. I mean, it's unbelievable to me, the relationships we've been able to make with, you know, school bus contractors through NSTA and through our dealer network. So just a little bit of my background there.
Yeah. So it's true, Shane, because, you know, we kid in the industry about bleeding yellow, but, you know, everywhere you go, you say, hey, once I'm in, like, I'm drawn in. So, yeah, that's your story is pretty common, which is a great thing. And since you've, you know, had, you know, like the 6-year relationship with NSTA, Shane, why don't you talk about that a little bit, you know, how, you know, we're able to engage together and what that partnership really means to members of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's not just about how we support events, right? I mean, of course, we go to the Capitol Hill and we go to the Midwinter and we go to the annual meeting and convention. But, you know, we have several one-off conversations, myself and Tom included, and other folks from our organization with NSTA, you know, trying to figure out how we can, you know, better service and better support the NSTA members. And, you know, it's something that happens year round. So it's not just about the events themselves. Don't get me wrong. They're very key. And, you know, we're very proud to be a part of those, but there's a lot of background work too, right? So we're basically ducks on the pond, right? Doing all the work underneath the water. And then at the events, we show up and lay out what we've discussed and been working on all year. So it's been a great relationship. And, you know, Tom and I's job and what we're proud to do is continue to further that relationship with NSTA and its membership.
Yeah, and to your point, Shane, you know, like when we have a monthly manufacturer, supplier, and technology meeting, you know, and we go through things, it really helps us, you know, refine our messaging, refine our offerings at NSTA, say with respect to, you know, a webinar. So I appreciate you and Tom being a daily or monthly presence on the MST call. So that's, you know, that's really helpful. And for folks who may not be familiar with the term royalty partner and royalty partner program, I'll put a little bit of a framework around it. And so NSTA engages with special, you know, service providers, and together we partner and offer, you know, benefits to the membership. And in some cases, we get a royalty fee from that partnership, or I shouldn't say in some cases, in all cases, we get a royalty from that. And we're just so proud to be engaged with, you know, IC, you know, on a partner program. So there, you know, there's our basic program and then there's some wrinkles with it. So I'm going to pass it over to Tom to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Kurt, you know, Navistar and IC Bus have been active members of NSTA for a long time, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be one of NSTA's royalty partners. So thank you for that. As you know, we've been royalty program for a number of years, and we continue to try to make that a better program overall for NSTA as well, for the members to benefit along with NSTA as well. Our program is designed to provide a comprehensive arts program for the contractors to participate in that provides benefits to the members and the NSC organization as a whole. You know, the program was created to allow individual members to take advantage of NST as an organization as a whole. So, you know, the sum is greater than its parts. And hopefully the members that have taken advantage of that thus far have seen that.
Yeah, and no pun intended, right? The sum is greater than its parts. So I know there's a new wrinkle to the royalty partnership we have with IC on the bus sale side of the equation. So Shane, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely, Kurt. You know, last year during the AMC in Milwaukee, we talked about it a little bit. We launched just prior to that meeting taking place. We've got basically how it's set up. Any NSTA member that purchases an IC bus up to the maximum amount of 10 is eligible through our dealer network to receive a royalty back to NSTA. So NSTA would receive a royalty rebate payment from IC Bus of $400 or $500 per bus up to 10 through the IC Bus dealer network. And the way that works, you know, it's $400 up to 10, so a max benefit of $4,000 annually, January 1 to December 31st. If you are not a part of the parts royalty program, which Tom will talk a little bit about, and then it's $500 if you are a member of the parts royalty program through NSTA. So $400 if you're not a member of the parts royalty program, $500 if you are, using a special feature code 10JPB in our ordering system. Our dealers are fully aware of that system, how that works, to add that feature code. And at the end of the year, we reconcile and basically provide those payments back to NSTA to be applied however NSTA wishes to use those funds. It's just another way we think we can help out with NSTA and, you know, the programs that you guys run, you know, your trips to the Capitol Hill, you know, and things of that nature, and want to make sure that we're, you know, putting our best foot forward and trying to help NSTA further the cause of, you know, safety and transportation for our beloved students and children that ride the yellow bus.
Yeah, and you know, we're grateful for the partnership, you know, for sure. And I guess you know, as you mentioned, Shane, you know, we as NSTA have a, you know, vested interest in trying to get folks into the, you know, the parts program. But what comes with that is we also think it's a great program. So we're, you know, happy to highlight it and, you know, talk about it. So I'm going to toss it over to Tom to talk about some of the specific, you know, benefits of the parts program. And if anyone who is an NSTA member isn't signed up, you know, how can I do that?
Yeah, great. You know, Shane had rolled out, you know, the enhancements to the program from a bus sales perspective, which is outstanding. And, you know, we've got a great positive feedback from the members on that thus far. So some of the highlights of the Navistar Parts Royalty Program, you know, we've had this in place for a while, as I indicated, but the members have access to over $300 million worth of quality all makes parts. Bus parts. So it's not just those that Navistar and International and IC Bus have, but it's all makes. So it doesn't matter. We'll get you the parts that you need when you need them. The program provides members the largest parts distribution network in the industry with over 600 IC Bus and International truck dealer locations in the U.S. and Canada, which is great. So hopefully we can get that part on your shelves and in your hands as quickly as possible with such a big distribution network. The program also provides deep park discounts for the members to take advantage of. Again, it's the any park sales that are provided, we look at the organization spend as a whole to get you the best pricing that's out there. The program also has consolidated billing, which is really great. Doesn't matter how many locations that you might have, all the bills would be consolidated, have the same type of format. For easy use, you can run reports off of that. It helps you manage and keep track and control of your parts spend. We also have a parts return program. So for any of the contractors out there that might have excess parts in their inventory or obsolete parts, we've got a program that will work with them to give them full value of that product back to them based on the amount of spend that they provide. We've also done some neat things to our program, like Shane's is an addition to the program. Well, we've just made some enhancements, and this is the first time that we're introducing this to NSTA, but we've added 50 new product group discount codes to the NSTA program. So for existing NSTA members that are already part of this royalty program, they'll take advantage of this. And any of the new members that jump on board with the program would take advantage of this as well. But we typically give a deep discount of 4% off of our national fleet pricing on every product that we sell from a parts perspective. And on top of that, we've added 50 different product group codes. So, you know, the specific brake parts would be under a product code. Mirrors would be under a product code. There's probably, you know, 3,000 different parts that fall under those 50 product codes that we've actually added to the program. And those discounts that we added, Kurt, range from 5% to 20% addition and above and beyond what we had before. And those things include things like brake parts, windshields, windows, mirrors, lighting, bulk fluids that they might utilize in their vehicles, and some shop supplies. And it's important to understand that we've done an analysis on those, and that's an additional 3% plus savings for the existing members that are part of the royalty parts program through us, but also any of the new members that would like to take advantage of it as well. So, you know, I think that that's some nice additions to the program. And we've also added an online application program. If somebody wants to take advantage of this program, if they got in touch with me, we've got an online link that we can provide to them. So it's easy for them to go ahead and fill out the application and get things rolling. And that's brand new to the program as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things I've noticed, you know, in the time that we've engaged, Tom, is just the enhancements, you know, always seem to continue. I'm going to put my journalist hat on for a small bit here. And it would just seem to me that, you know, a big topic of discussion, you know, all around the country is supply chain. And having a steady and consistent, you know, presence, you know, with folks like you would be an asset during a period of time where there are potential supply chain disruptions. You know, am I viewing that correctly?
Sure. And I think that we've done a great job as an organization to try to minimize some of the impact. Obviously, we've all had supply chain issues. There's no member out there that probably hasn't run into it in one way, shape, or form. But, you know, I'm there to help support that. But our organization as a whole is set up to, you know, our distribution network is so strong. We've got a number of distribution warehouses for parts across the country and up in Canada. So, you know, with 600 different dealers out there across the country, hopefully we can find the part that you need when you need them. So, and if not, I've got a lot of resources internally to help us get you what you need to get those buses up and operating. Don't do you any good sitting in your shop not being utilized. So, you know.
Right.
It's definitely been a challenge, but we've done our best to keep those buses rolling.
Right. And, you know, like I said, the steady and, you know, consistent presence is always going to help in, you know, situations like that, you know, in terms of having, you know, someone you can lean on. And certainly, you know, you guys have proven that. Shane, on the bus sales side of the equation, you know, what are, you know, in terms of the bus sales program, I know you talked about its relationship to NSTA, but, you know, I also think that steady and consistent presence in terms of, you know, what you do is vital in a period of time where we're talking more and more about electric school buses and, you know, understanding that technology, you know, continues to evolve. So, you know, how do you view that as well coming from, you know, the I'll call you coming from the field?
Kurt, I mean, there are so many variables, right? I mean, as we look at what does the future hold for student transportation as a whole, and especially yellow bus, right? I mean, you mentioned EV and, you know, how that's ever changing. I mean, I think Tom can speak to it too, that, you know, that changes every day, right? I mean, you know, what does the technology look like today, tomorrow, next year, 2025, 2030? And, you know, where is the industry headed when it comes to, you know, from, you know, combustion engine / diesel into the EV space? And, you know, as far as our relationship with NSTA, I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity every time we get the chance to interact with NSTA members, you know, to talk through those situations, right? You've got various members and various backgrounds, various areas of the country where, you know, the terrain and the geography may or may not lend itself to, you know, a certain type of bus or certain engine type or even the EV platform. So, you know, every chance we get through NSTA and, you know, and the connections we make and we've made and continue to make, I should say, I mean, it lends itself to the best of conversations where we can actually get down to the meat and potatoes of, you know, what are the customers and the customer base, what are they really looking for from, you know, the manufacturers, IC Bus in this instance, to make their jobs easier and to make sure those kids get to school safely every day.
Right. Yeah. And some of the day-to-day, you know, operations that might not be, you know, at the forefront, you know, of, you know, what folks are thinking about every day, but you know, even that interaction with drivers. I know we were at an event, you know, this week, and you know, took a ride on a electric school bus, and conversation really just flowed because one question kind of spawned another question about you know certain things, you know, HVAC, how is that done? So you know, length of charging, you know, things like that. You know, as we talk about continue to, you know, to evolve. So I think to your point, Shane, those conversations, you know, are great and should continue to happen, you know, moving forward. In terms of what folks can do, if they're just hearing about, you know, the parts program, Tom, you know, how can they reach you and how can they find out more information about that?
Yeah, they can call me directly or email me. Again, my name is Tom Paulzine. My phone number is 262-374-9800. And my email address is Thomas, Thomas, dot Paulzine, Paulzin, at Navistar.com. And if they get in touch with me, I can explain the program more in detail to them and then get them the link to get the application filled out. And we can get them going relatively quickly and get them to start seeing the benefits that the program has to offer and the savings that go along with that. And yeah. You know, one last thing I'd like to add too, Kurt, we do have a rebate program, like you had indicated at the beginning of the call, that comes back to NSTA as well. And that rebate program would range annually from 5%, a half a percentage point, all the way up to 3% that we give back to the NSTA program. And the rebate is based on the total volume that the parts royalty program generates and allows NST valuable funding to support our organization's efforts in supporting the members and also, obviously, the school bus industry as a whole. So I just wanted to put that in as well to conclude and turn it over to Shane for his contact information.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that support, Tom. And yeah, Shane, you know, for folks on the bus sale end of the equation, you know, where can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely, Kurt. You know, as far as the bus sales go, like, as I mentioned earlier, all of our dealers are up to speed on how this program works. You know, we've sent out letters and our regional sales managers are also well aware. So as, you know, NSTA members go to sign up to purchase their IC bus for the calendar year, they just need to mention it to the dealer sales folks and they will take care of it. And then, of course, I'm running the numbers in the background with our internal departments, too, to see, you know, who's ordered and making sure that those codes are applied so that we can get the proper rebate back to NSTA so you can apply it to the programs that we all enjoy so much. If you need to reach out to me directly, you can do so via email or phone. My telephone number is area code 317-385-6467. And my email address is Shane, S-H-A-N-E, period, Cobble, C-A-U-B-L-E, at Navistar.com.
Great. Once again, this week at NSTA, the bus stop, Tom Paulzine, National Account Manager, Parts, Shane Cobble, National Accounts Manager on the bus sale side of the equation, both at IC Bus. So two great programs, two great NSTA royalty partner programs under one umbrella. Take advantage of them, folks. Hey, Tom and Shane, great spending a few minutes with you to talk about the program. And also for any of our listeners, if you want to learn more about it, you can certainly also contact our office and we'll make sure that you get the details and we put you in touch with Shane and Tom as well. So, gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us at the bus stop, and I will see you soon.